Vanmiddag hier bij Lekker Huis Toegang Tijd program, Lekker FM 98.3. Gesels ek weer bykie met die Pretoria Youth Theatres mense. En ons gesels oor twee producties, Wizard of Oz en dan ook Teen Beach, wat daar natuurlijk gebeur in die volgende tydperk. Maar ons praat eerst een bykie oor Teen Beach en ek het so drie mensies hier saam met my in die atelier. En we've got Bokgang, Botlale en Jaden, wat ek hier so saam met my het. Bokgang, how are you doing?
I'm good. Quite nervous for some reason, but good.
No, you can relax, man. And then also, Botlale, how are you doing?
I'm blessed and highly favored. Thank you. How are you?
Oh, great. And Jaden, how are you doing?
No. Feeling good. Also, the nerves are being shot now, but yeah.
Well, you've done some lead roles before, and you're back for a lead role now in Teen Beach. Tell us a bit more about your character and what is the show about?
So, Teen Beach is based on the movie, and Teen Beach is set on the waves of the US. And Teen Beach also takes place of... taking inspiration on Wet Side Story, whereas we're all dressed as surfers, bikers, and there's this constant rivalry between these two gangs, and where there's romance and there's conflict. And my role in Teen Beach is the role of Butchie, who is the leader of the biker gang.
Okay. And Bothlali, what is your role in this movie? Or in this, sorry, not the movie, but the production. That is the right word that I was looking for.
Well, I'm playing Max. She's one of the leads as well. So as Jaden explained, the concept is in the US side of the waves, you know. So my character, along with Bokang's character, who is Brody, we get trapped into this movie on surfboards because we rode an epic wave that somehow brought us back to 1962.
Yeah.
So it's very funny. So yeah, my role is just very quirky but very sarcastic because I hate musicals, which is funny because in real life I love musicals.
Yeah.
It's the opposite of me.
But isn't it always like that, Bokang? Sometimes you need to get out of your actual person and get into this character, and it's a totally different from what you actually are in your real life. And if you take your character and you take your real life, does it differ that much?
Oh, a lot. He loves to sing. I don't love to sing very much. And also, like, he's very out there. Like, he's very quirky. He's very energetic. I'm very more on the reserve side of things. I don't think I like to talk as much as he does.
Yeah.
But it's tapping into different things. And I think we can borrow and learn so much from the characters we play in productions. So even being a part of the play, learning how to communicate with people in a different way, as much as it's part of the work, I feel like you learn and borrow from the characters. And Brody's taught me that too, you know, just be free, be carefree, and just do what you love and live in the moment.
So, yeah. And tell me a bit more about the show itself, Jaden. When does this show happen? When does this production happen?
So, Teen Beach production is taking place from the 4th to the 19th of July at the Irini Village Hall.
Okay, great.
Yeah. So, really looking forward to it. High energy, high musical theater presence, and it's going to be a great show.
Yeah, and I think I would like our listeners to really get tickets for this show because I think it's going to be very, very good. Do you guys know where they can buy tickets?
Absolutely. Yeah. BotswanaYouthTheatre@gmail.com or Quicket. You search for Teen Beach Production on Quicket and you can get your tickets there.
As easy as that. So, luisteraars, daar het jy dit. So, gaan op Quicket, gaan kyk onder die Pretoria Youth Theater, gaan kry ook kaartjies daar vir hierdie vertoning, want ek dink dit gaan regtig vir baie, baie lekker wees. Well, some of you guys were involved in other productions as well now, earlier this year, and I think you just finished with a production, Jaden.
Yes. So recently I finished with two productions, being Matilda the Musical and Chitty Chitty Bang Bang. Yeah. And I've been really privileged as being awarded a nomination, an Aledia nomination for Matilda the Musical.
That's awesome.
That's recently passed. And it's been a real great experience with Pretoria Youth Theatre as they've been giving us this platform to be able to be nominated for these these big things.
Exactly. You know? Yeah. And what are you guys, are you looking at becoming like actors for movies as well later on in your careers, Bohang?
Definitely. This is something I love. It's an art form I love.
Yeah.
Even most recently, I started a whole social media campaign calling it Road to Hollywood. So yeah. I'm documenting the journey to really going there. And as much as we see young people wanting to do this, I feel like there's not really much of a hunger as there used to be to make it to Hollywood.
Yeah.
And I think looking at the likes of like a Tyler or a Tuso Mbedu and yeah. Thabang Malabo recently is going to be on Now You See Me. These are people who are born and raised in South Africa doing big things abroad.
Exactly.
And I think for me, I want to also do this. And it's something Timothy Chalamet said that, you know, Hollywood is the pinnacle and you want to do the best. And I really want to make that African child really believe, say, yo, bro, you can do this too,
yeah.
right? You are born here, yes. We might not have the infrastructure to make it happen, but you still, the dream is still possible. Yeah.
But Lolly, but there's a difference between what you guys are doing and movies. You need to do everything big because this is on stage. So everything has to be big. The words needs to be bigger. And how can you describe it for somebody that doesn't know it and wants to come into a production like this and want to be part of it? How do you find it?
It's really about high energy. I think for me, I'm generally an energetic person, but I have to remind myself sometimes when I go into rehearsals, because I'm a person and I get tired, I have to remind myself that this is what we want. We're getting on the stage. It's time to shine. And by doing that, reminding myself that it's time to shine and all that, it gets me into this character of, high energy. We're going to dance. We're going to sing and all that. I think it's a matter of mindset, if I'm being honest. You need a very energetic mindset to do theater, because when you're doing movies and such, you don't need that much high energy as a theater. You're a theater. People can feel your energy from their seats.
Exactly.
So you need to be very high energy. You have to be loud enough, very projective, so that everyone can hear and feel every word, so that people are on the edge of their seat.
Ja, luisteraars, daar het dit gaan kyk 'n bietjie Teen Beach of saam met die Pretoria Youth Theater. Ek dink dit gaan regtig waar ongelooflik wees. Kry jou kaartjies. Guys, it was very nice having you in the studio today, and all the best for this production. May your shows be fully booked, and may it be a very, very big success.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Okay, thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.